Be sure to keep up with David Glenn's stops on the Big Tailgate Tour by following us on Twitter at David Glenn Show or visiting BigTailgateTour.com.
This week's basketball recruiting news at North Carolina was notable for all of the usual reasons. Basketball recruits don't come in large numbers, neither do their commitments to high-profile programs. But the Tar Heels did land a big man that they desperately needed. They still need to get another one, maybe a higher-profile one. But Brandon Huffman of Word of God Academy in Raleigh, North Carolina, 6'9", 230 pounds. He did commit to the Tar Heels for the class of 2017. He's not the highest profile player that the Tar Heels have reeled in that year's class. That would probably be Raymond Felton relative Jalik Felton, a combo guard who's a four-star prospect ranked in the national top 25. But it did represent the commitment of Huffman a couple of other important things, including Roy Williams' way with people. Perhaps a way that would surprise you if you don't know the rest of the story. Before we get there, I'll mention that Carolina, while having lost some of the glow in its national recruiting, remember some of the greatest UNC basketball players ever have come from halfway across the country or all the way across the country. And for reasons related to the AFAM scandal and other things, under Roy Williams, the Tar Heels have not signed as many of their national targets recently as they once did under Dean Smith or even Roy Williams. But for the most part, Brandon Ingram and other exceptions notwithstanding, there has been a long-term in-state pull to the large popular public university in Chapel Hill. Sometimes they get stars that way. Michael Jordan was from Wilmington, you know. David Noel, a lower profile player from Durham, more than just another guy. Jerry Stackhouse, James Worthy, Antoine Jameson, Brendan Haywood, Reggie Bullock, Brad Daugherty, all these guys in-state players, most of whom grew up dreaming of playing for the Tar Heels. And everybody knows that on the recruiting trail, it's slightly easier to sign those guys who at 5 or 10 or 15 years old envisioned themselves in light blue. The Brandon Huffman story does fit that description. Grew up in North Carolina, plays in Raleigh at Word of God, dreamt of playing for the Tar Heels. He talked more than in just childhood terms. He loves Roy Williams as a person. He loves the Tar Heels' fast-paced style of play, up getting up and down, high scoring totals. He likes the way the Heels use their big men, and he projects as a center at 6'9" and 230 pounds. So even if the Tar Heels seek their higher profile big man and try to get back to where folks are not surprised when they sign national top 10 prospects, it was a good sign that that in-state pull has not lost its glow as Brandon Huffman is the next to join the ranks. The more interesting aspect, perhaps, of this story and this commitment, Brandon Huffman, he's not projected to be a star, is the Roy Williams factor. Whether you're analyzing how he helped lead the Tar Heels to, say, the 2005 National Championship or other aspects of his career, the Roy Williams has a way with people part of the story belongs in the book. Carolina fans know, and most others remember, when he came to Carolina from Kansas, he inherited a broken roster. Matt Daugherty had alienated so many people, including his own players, that some of them actually stopped loving the game of basketball, stopped enjoying being a student, in some cases at the university that they grew up dreaming of attending. He inherited talent for sure, as you saw it on a showcase of sorts on the way to that 2005 national championship. But he inherited a bunch of people who didn't always like each other, who had grown to hate their previous coach, in some cases Matt Daugherty, and who had seen the joy taken out of something that's supposed to be fun, playing major college basketball, much less at Carolina. Roy Williams inherited that mutinous ship, that group of players who had stopped liking basketball to a great degree. And over a period of 2 years, year one was sometimes rocky, year two was, yes, the cutting down of the NCAA championship nets. Roy Williams is a great coach. He's already in the Hall of Fame. He knows the X's and O's. But it was his way with people, in that case young men, that played an enormous role, I would argue even bigger than the X and O aspect of his coaching acumen, that led the Tar Heels to that national championship. Similarly, the commitment from Brandon Huffman of Raleigh is a reflection of Roy Williams' way with people. As it turns out, the current coach at Word of God in Raleigh is a man named Brian Clifton. Listen to these quotes that Brian Clifton, same guy, head coach of Brandon Huffman, who just committed to Roy Williams Tar Heels. This is 7 years ago, what that same Brian Clifton had to say about Roy Williams on Triangle Area Radio. "I have no desire to talk to be involved with, to visit, or to contemplate in any way, shape, or fashion my player, John Wall, going to play for Roy Williams. Zero. Nada. No way." When asked why, Brian Clifton responded again 7 years ago as he was the AAU coach of John Wall, who also is a product of Word of God Academy, Brandon Huffman's current school. He elaborated by saying, quote, "I don't have any respect for Roy Williams. I encourage my players to play for guys who will inspire them to be good people. And if you're not a good person, you can't help make somebody else a good person." That same Brian Clifton had a lot of nice things to say about John Calipari at Kentucky, where, of course, John Wall ended up playing briefly before turning pro. That same Brian Clifton had a lot of nice things to say about Mike Krzyzewski when the Duke coach surprised a lot of people who weren't used to seeing the Blue Devils recruit somebody who fit various aspects of John Wall's description. Back then, those who were foreseen as one and done were not automatically assumed to be targets of Duke, even when John Wall was playing 30 minutes away from the campus in Durham. Brian Clifton complimented Calipari left and right. He complimented Coach K left and right, and he saved his harshest, that's personal, criticism for Roy Williams of UNC. That same Brian Clifton this week happily tweeted a photo on his own Twitter account of a smiling Roy Williams visiting his campus, a smiling Brandon Huffman as he was announcing his commitment to the Tar Heels, and included in that group was actually surrounding Roy and Huffman the rest of this year's Word of God basketball team as coached by, yes, that same Brian Clifton. It was a two-year journey for Roy Williams and those players on the way to a national championship in 2005. I don't know if it was a seven-year journey for Roy Williams to win over Brian Clifton. John Wall was an infinitely higher profile recruit than UNC commitment Brandon Huffman of Word of God Academy in Raleigh, North Carolina, the news of the week on the basketball recruiting trail. But if Roy Williams hadn't at some point in those 7 years used those same people skills to win over Brian Clifton, who said, quote, "I have no respect for him, and I can't even call Roy Williams a good person, and I'll never let one of my players go there." Those Roy Williams people skills, generally what you hear out there in the basketball world is this. Some make fun of Roy's dad gum, aw shucks, deputy dog style personality. There are folks who hate Carolina who will say that it is all an act. It's fake. It's not real. It's not who he is when you get to know him a little bit better. Those who know him better swear that what you see is what you get. And those Carolina basketball players learned that firsthand on their way to a national championship in 2005 and a different group, obviously, in 2009 in a different way. Brian Clifton, influential AAU coach, influential high school coach in North Carolina, 7 years ago said no way Jose, John Wall, or nobody else was going to play for Roy Williams. This week, 7 years later, somehow, some way, Roy Williams won over that guy too, and Brian Clifton signed off on the commitment of his star big man, Brandon Huffman. Again, it's not the biggest recruit for the Tar Heels. He's a three-star player in the eyes of most, a top 200-style player in the eyes of most scouting experts. But Brandon Huffman, whatever he turns out to be for the Tar Heels, role player or better than that, is an example of, once again, Roy Williams and his people skills winning over, in this case, not just a bunch of players he inherited from Matt Doherty that he taught as youngsters to love the basketball game again, to love each other again, to enjoy playing at UNC again on the way to a national championship. In this case, he had to win over a more hardened, experienced veteran of the North Carolina basketball world. However he did it, Brian Clifton was smiling. 7 years after saying no way on John Wall, he said yes on Brandon Huffman. And that's one more example of Roy Williams not yet conquering the national basketball recruiting landscape the way he once did, but once again showing that the more you get to know Roy Williams in more cases, the more likely you are to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Get updates from David Glenn on Twitter by following @DavidGlennShow.